Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McRae moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Patek steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock is 0 for 1 in the game. Locock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Locock for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Petrie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Locock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale covering, for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Potek scores. It's Tigers, 3, Royals, 3. Dave Tobik now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Porter moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Al Raboski now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Summers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summers. Cowens moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. Mark Wagner pinch runs for Jason Thompson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Morales moves to third. It's 5-4. Royals. Al Green pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Green reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Parrish moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Royals, 5. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Green tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Len Jones now playing right field. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 6, Royals, 6. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Lockhock moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.